The state court panel will decide whether to block the use of North Carolina's current congressional district maps in next year's elections. As Rusty Jacobs reports, the judges face a time crunch with candidate filing just around the corner.
These same three judges are already reviewing newly redrawn state legislative maps for use in 2020. They ordered those redrawn after finding GOP lawmakers violated the state constitution by gerrymandering legislative boundaries with excessive partisan bias. In the new case challenging the congressional district lines, 14 Democratic-leaning voters make a similar claim, that Republican legislators either packed them into the same districts or split them up to lock in a 10-3 GOP majority in North Carolina's congressional delegation. Elizabeth Theodore is one of the plaintiff's attorneys.
The question is between allowing an unconstitutional election to go forward, which violates the constitutional rights of millions of North Carolinians, or allowing an unconstitutional districting map to stay in place, and there's really no contest.
Theodore was also part of the legal team in Common Cause v. Lewis, the partisan gerrymandering case that resulted in a redrawing of North Carolina's legislative district boundaries. She noted that last year, a federal court had already found excessive partisan bias in the makeup of North Carolina congressional districts, where the same Republican lawmakers used the same map-making consultant who relied on partisan data to group voters.
All of that is clear. It's admissible in this case. It's on the record.
The U.S. Supreme Court vacated that ruling and left it to states to work out squabbles over partisan gerrymandering claims. Attorney Catherine McKnight represents the GOP lawmakers and told the judges time was too tight to throw out congressional maps now.
As we sit here today, we are 5 weeks away from the beginning of candidate qualifying, and that's on December 2nd.
And McKnight said $19 million had already been spent on campaigning for the current congressional districts.
That's not just money received by candidates. That's money that voters have put into the pockets of candidates to say, I support you, I want you to represent me, and they will no longer have that certainty.
The State Elections Board said it would need new district lines by December 15th to avoid having to move back the March primaries. Judge Paul Ridgway, speaking for the panel, said a decision would come soon. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.